So let's look at assessing the confidence level of your intelligence. The first thing you want to look at is it confirmed? So is it a confirmed attack or confirmed vulnerability? Does it use independent sources? So if it's just Joe Bob's bad list, are they the only source or do they list multiple sources? Is it direct analysis that proves the threat is real? So if it's confirmed, your confidence would be 90 to 100%. If it's probable, relies on logical inference, but does not directly confirm the threat. So they're saying based on things that have happened in the past, it's logical or logically this attack could happen and could happen to you. That's kind of a 70 to 90% confidence. It's like, okay, there's a chance that this attack could happen. You know, if you, let's put it in the term of sports, if a guy is a 300 hitter, that means every 10 at bats, he's going to get three hits. Well, if he's on his seventh at bat and he's only had two hits, it's getting probable that he's going to get another hit soon. So you can't guarantee it's going to be 8, 9, or 10, but it's probable that he's, based on the logic of his average, it's probable. So then possible, a 50 to 70% reliance is used when some information agrees with the analysis, but the assessment is not confirmed. So nobody's confirmed that it's really going on, but there's some analysis that the information agrees with. So then there's doubtful, which is 30 to 50%. It's assigned when the assessment is possible, but not the most likely option, or the assessment cannot be proven or disproven by the information. Say they know there's a vulnerability that nation states are taking advantage of, and you're a little mom and pop hardware store or pizza shop. You know, maybe you got a couple locations. Is it really possible that a nation state's going to attack you? You know, yeah, it may be that vulnerability is real, but the chances of you being attacked, you know, are doubtful. Then improbable, 2 to 29, means that the assessment is possible, but not the most logical option, or is refuted by other information that is available. So basically, it's improbable. It could happen. There's a 1 in 10 chance, you know, 1 in 100 chance that it could happen, but most likely it's not going to, and there's information out there to say that it's not. So I'll use my weather for today. We were calling for 80 degrees and rain, and it was beautiful sunshine all day long. And all you had to do was look out the window, and there was information to refute the possibility of rain because there was no rain clouds and there was bright sunshine. So that would make it improbable that it was going to rain. Now, that's a little bit of a stretch of an analogy from security, but basically you get the gist. There, it's just most likely not happening, you know, to your network, to your company. And then the last is discredit it. And there's a 1% chance with that, 1% confidentiality, 1% confidence, I'm sorry, is used when the assessment has been confirmed to be inaccurate or incorrect. So there's an assessment, but people have already proved that it's not accurate and it's not happening.